board meeting, April 7th, 2025, 6 p.m. This meeting is being recorded. I'll call the meeting to order. Are there any additions or deletions?
I do have additions. We need some planning board appointments. At the planning board meeting on Thursday, David Eikenberry was here and expressed interest in joining. And you guys received an email from Jerry Toomey after I talked to him on the phone. He's interested also. I haven't heard from anyone else, and there are two spots open.
And we need two?
Mm-hmm. And you've had two express interest.
And you've got Amanda leaving.
That's not the planning board, no. She's leaving the emergency management position, which is...
Oh, okay.
I take over and I find a turtle. I find somebody else.
So she's still doing the...
Zoning administrator, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she just got too many requirements. Overcommitted.
So they both want to give it a shot.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw Jerry's post.
Who are those two, Jerry and Will?
Jerry Toomey and
I can bear.
David Eikenberry.
Well, I'll make a motion that we appoint Jerry Toomey and David Eikenberry to the planning board.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye. All right,
we'll move.
Okay, I also have coefficient of dispersion, I believe it's called. It's like a state value for education tax that I need a signature on, and I'm not sure why they sent me two, or if there's a difference I just don't see between them, but I guess I'd have Keith sign both of them just I did call Marla before the meeting to make sure that that was right, because it basically says you have 10 days to sign it unless you're appealing. So I called her and she agreed that everything is right. She's not going any further with it. She's happy to tell you. Sent me a letter asking the select board to support broadband access. It's for the Vermont Community Broadband Board.
Like we wouldn't support it?
She's hoping you will support it.
So...
It's not going to cost you anything. It's just saying that you...
I'd like to have the opportunity for it not to cost me anything.
Right.
All three of us or just Keith?
I think all three of you.
I've been on their way here since I moved.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that's just any K broadband. It sounds like it's more general than that.
Oh.
Like I said, I don't know.
Yeah. Could be anybody's broadband access. Basic principle is the same. Yeah, because any kid, broadband's changing their name or modifying their name or something.
And then, Jeff, if you want something to look at, I'm going to send Logan's financial plan right behind it. So you all want to take a look at that, and then I'm not sure if that needs everyone's signature or just Keith's. that's the follow-up of that meeting we had with Logan.
Everybody.
It's basically just certifying that we spend over a certain amount on our roads every year, which we definitely do. So that will qualify for the aid to highways.
Visitors. That would be you.
FEMA. Okay, so FEMA, the damage inventory was submitted a week ago. But along with that goes all the damage costs in detail. And Leslie built a 1,300-line spreadsheet by road, by contractor, by material, by whatever, you know, down to the... Anyway, it's not, and we have to rebuild that or take that data and put it into FEMA's form, which requires it by damage inventory, not item number that they added to it by project. So a project, say, down here might have four damages. And so we've got to then labor, materials, equipment, contractors, buy those. So we'll be doing that over the next 6 weeks. Once that's done, goal is before June, then FEMA gets it, comes back with request for information, clarification. We get it in by July, hopefully with by end of August, early September, we see some money.
So is that for early July or?
I'm focused on DR4826, which is the big storm. We have 10 times or 100 times more damages.
I understand that, but the process of time.
Yeah, we're all
the first
set.
One.
The only time gate is getting the damages itemized. Once we have that, we can take forever, but we don't want to do that because we want the money. So I'm focused on the 30 July storm right now. But we'll police all that up by June, including the 10 July.
So all damage inventory done.
Yeah, the inventories are done. It's just the supporting documentation, if you will, that in their specific format spreadsheet. So tomorrow, our FEMA rep is coming down here, meet with Leslie and I.
New rep?
What's that?
New FEMA rep?
Not yet. She turns into a pumpkin in this month, but you know it'll probably be the last time we see her, and we'll get somebody new. Now, there is I did light up the circuits here in March because we were getting sidetracked for a variety of reasons. And so I called the state, who called FEMA, who then put a team leader on who has a clue. That doesn't mean it moves any faster, but yeah, it does mean that it's got some visibility, because I called Kim at State and said, she said, okay, we need to make this happen. So, all right. So that's FEMA. Okay, and then the other thing is Regional Emergency Management Committee meeting 27 March. That's Bruce Melendi and all the surrounding towns. And we've been working on a communications plan, but we can't call it a communications plan because the state's got its own communication plan. And rather than make it too confusing, we've called it an Emergency Management Response Plan. And Glenn Heron, who's another EMD, I think he's the fire chief over in Danville, put it together. It's a very basic plan that allows us, it gives us a detail of every EMD in every town in our footprint of Caledonia and Essex County. So if something happens over in Waterford or Concord that affects us, they could let us know, or vice versa, or certainly down Linden. And it should be part of our, you know, if it's not, we'll make it an annex to our local emergency management plan, which is due this month. The other thing that was discussed by Vermont Emergency Management, they briefed on the PACE local PACE system, which is a communication system. So primary, alternate, contingency, and emergency communications. So for us, and this again would be in our local emergency management plan, primary might be cell phone, backup would be landline, contingency is the radios that we don't have, but we need to get, and emergency is the four-wheelers. John's flying four-wheeler. Or whatever he used. But we need to build that into, you know, we've already had one minor disaster, so we don't, you know, I guess we write it up. And the communications, you know, updating the numbers as people change annually, that's key. So that's good. And we can also talk now, because we couldn't talk before the 30th of July or even until 2 weeks ago. I mean, we might know Jeff Carl's number down Linden, but if you didn't have it in your phone directory, it would take you a while to get a hold of it. So, anyway. That's all I got. Anything for me?
Nope. Good.
Thank you.
Thanks. Oh, you do?
Yeah, we just work at it.
Do you have thoughts about Amanda's leaving as far as somebody else coming on board?
I mean, she and I exchanged emails yesterday, so I'm still thinking through it.
Got the same.
I'm thinking somebody on the other side of town, as opposed to everybody on this end of town, so that we've got good coverage on both ends. So, I don't have a good grasp on who's down there.
At town meeting, I don't know if this is that she wants to take on Kristen Whitbread, David Emery's old farmhouse there. She expressed her desire to work on a committee. She didn't care what it was. She thought she should do something for the town. She's been here long enough. And so I mentioned it to Marla because we thought we might be looking for a lister.
Right.
But then Marla filled those positions. And I was going to mention her for the planning committee, but we just filled those two. So
I mean, what's her background? Do you know?
No. I know they've been, in town probably 10, 12 years maybe. They bought that place. She's from Pennsylvania. I don't know.
She worked state at all? Or?
I don't know what she did in Pennsylvania. She hasn't done anything since she's been here, except raise them or shovel horse shit, looks like.
Horses, huh? Well, that's our emergency transportation then.
Yeah, she's got them.
Okay. I was kind of thinking Grady Nixon, but, you know, He's younger. He's tied into the state.
I mean, that would be a good pick.
Yeah. He does have energy. He's interested. And he has a state background, which
right.
would be helpful. So that's, I mean, but, you know, he doesn't have emergency management background either. So that's a whole, I mean, that's what we call operations in the military. And a lot of the people in it either come from a protective services or military or both. You know, almost all of them are fire chiefs in the EMDs in this area. Or emergency medical. Okay. All right. Well, we don't have to make a decision tonight, but, you know, if we can find out something about her background, I mean, it's not a lot of work. There are meetings quarterly, but if she hasn't got any background in it, then there's a pretty steep learning curve. I mean,
yeah.
I looked at the, when I first looked at the local emergency management plans, no very little difference with what I did in the Army.
Right.
So, same thing. Okay. All right.
Thank you, sir.
So grading would be a pretty good. I haven't approached him yet.
It'd be a good pick.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else for me?
Be all set.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good evening.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd make a motion that we accept the minutes of March 3rd, 11th, 18th, and April 1st as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Road report. That's you. Last man standing.
I started grading. Where I can. Cutting them over. I'm going to go back over them all. Get the crown. Everything's going good there. We move on. Is this in the same category as the truck?
Did you see the culvert up by Clary's?
Which one?
Just this side of McClary driveway.
Yep. Acting up.
It may not make the night.
Yeah.
But if you want to give me a couple cones after, I'll put them in my truck. I'll put them up.
I'll go look at it. See what else. See how bad it is.
Does
it need something tonight?
Plug it's in. Gone deep now, it? And it's cracked all the way across the road.
It was yesterday, I think it was.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll put a little additive to whatever you need tonight. Okay.
Okay. You want to move the truck?
Hmm.
We can move the truck up.
Well, we already did the signatures on the broadband support letter anyway.
Oh.
And the only other thing we have in between is the overload permits for Mike Pickford. There's 9 of them for him to sign, so maybe he can sign when we talk about that.
Yeah, I
don't think I've ever seen so many overload permits as I've seen this year.
We need a list of them.
We'll get on that.
Sometime tomorrow.
Yeah, the roads are in pretty good shape, considering.
Night runners going by the house last night, the night before.
Yeah, I know.
Trucks.
No.
No.
Is that Willie Farm Road worse this year than previously, or it always?
It's worse. I've seen it in a while.
Yeah.
You got a lot of pressure last summer. A lot of pressure. Action. Well, that was part of it or not. I would say it is because it was, when you compact something, the water doesn't flow through it anymore.
But there's.
The ditches are smaller and all that. That's compaction.
Have we ever put any stone and mat stuff down through there previously?
We got a problem down almost at the town line.
Yep.
Probably 3-4 years ago. We put stone in there.
Apparently didn't.
That didn't bother that piece. Bother more, it didn't.
So compaction just doesn't let the moisture drain through the road and out to the ditches?
The ditches up by Willie Farm are 1.5 feet, shutting less than they were. Squished right out.
Really?
Yep. Right there where they put the telephone poles in the ditch.
Yep, yep. Didn't help, huh? Somebody eventually going to do something with a pile of chips. I hadn't quite figured that one out myself.
But. Oh, it's going down the road there. They're putting them around their trees.
Oh. Yeah. Truck away for the summer?
No. A little maintenance on it.
Oh. Well, you're talking about doing the heads on it and stuff or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of lost my headlights, so searching for the problem.
Gotta love the electrical.
Seems like a lot of headlights. Doesn't need that
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I double paid
them. Really?
I'm double payer.
I didn't know that.
Because you have on your sheet and then she emailed to me. So I double paid her.
Really?
And then I messaged her.
That's funny.
Less than Sunday when I was in here, and I said, hey, I double paid you again because I've done that before. And I said, when you get that check, can you just turn around and send it back to me? And clear a gap.
Structural Wood Corporation.
She said, she messaged and said she got the check and wondered if she could just shred it.
Jenny, structural Wood.
What are we getting
to? New York. I'm like,
yeah, I see that.
I thought you had told me that they didn't give you a slip. But if I paid it twice, I must have had a slip from
they're
you
anticipating.
And an email from them.
Business up here must be, otherwise
I would say.
Well, I don't know. But for some reason, I don't
can't precast. Mirror gas.
Lyra knows me pretty well. She's probably like.
What is this?
Culkin is now going to give us weekly statements.
That's some funny shit we
can. So you can turn in your yellow slips, but then I'll give you the weekly statement and you can just put the total of the weekly statement on your pay thing and
that's
gotta
be a better way.
Yeah, because we were working on a credit and then I thought we were out of the credit, so I was paying them and then she called and she's like,
I can't.
We still have quite a bit of credit, then we eat that up and like we get a half.
Right
afterwards. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So we decided this
might be easier.
Johnny Long Time.
Very similar.
I didn't come that way home, John. I got out late and I had to come that way to hang it back.
Okay.
I don't know. I hope so.
What?
For the town of Linden on the other side of Sheldon Brook Road.
Hang on. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, St. Jay ain't doing. I came in that way this afternoon.
The roof be looking at this greater Friday. They might have a greater problem.
Maybe ours was sticking gear on the way down through and you can't get it out and you'll have to drop the blade and slow it down.
Send him a bill.
You could have did that last summer.
Yeah.
Okay, truck decision. and the vote.
Can I give you some information after that? First?
You can.
I talked to Sumsic Bank and Union Bank, and either option is at least 5% interest. If we did half the as a loan, like $150,000, we would end up paying an extra $25,000 in interest over 5 years. There is currently enough in the CDs to pay for truck. One just renewed, so it has to be, something has to be decided by the 15th of what we're doing with it. And then the other one renews in 6 months. So if it takes the truck at least 6 months to meet paying for, we wouldn't get penalized on that either.
What are we making on them CDs, interest-wise?
4%.
4%?
Well, last I knew anyway. I mean, if it's renewing, who knows? But
Fairfield, did you call him?
I talked to the other guy, but I didn't talk to Fairfield.
Oh, okay. Was I supposed to do that?
I think so, but I called the other dude with the.
Hi.
I called Shane. Shane, is it? What's his name? I talked to him.
Who does he represent?
The Western Star.
Oh, you talked to Sandy.
Sandy, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't Sandy supposed to give us a trade-in value? Because I haven't gotten anything for that. He sent the updated price thing, which looked the same as last time.
It's the same.
But I didn't see anything about a trade-in.
No, he hasn't got to that yet. He didn't say anything to you, did he?
No.
He didn't say anything to me yet. So, what's going on this tariff? Are we paying
it? Did you check on, well, my discussion with him today is how I took it was, that's his pricing for right now. Because he's unclear. He hasn't gotten a word yet on the tariff thing himself. But if we order the truck and it comes in and, you know, he comes out of the blue of a, you know, 10% tariff or 15% tariff, we don't all have to take the truck. That is our choice. So just because we decide tonight and all of a sudden down the road it changes a lot, we don't have to take the truck.
Well, we're up in the air to what to do with that.
Right.
And I got one price today.
What was that?
This is for replacing the motor from B&B Towing.
You can't tell them. You gotta give it to him.
That's what I did.
I think it's pretty near the 60,000.
60,000?
Yeah.
30 for the motor.
And 30 to put it in?
There, that would have. This would have to be like, explained.
Miscellaneous and bonus. 11 to put it in and.
Miscellaneous and bonus, I guess.
And a bunch of other parts, I guess.
I
didn't know what all the codes were.
A figure from international.
One of these 4836525s. No. I had got one in my garage. No, that's a breather.
Yeah.
According to Allegiance, their price on the motor is $43,691.81.
Just for the motor?
Just for the motor.
Engine ISM. That's why it can't. I'd have to compare that to know whether somebody's doing a short block, long block, or a complete motor. There's quote unquote $1,400 worth of freight,
$10,000 labor,
and $3,400 and change for a core. So basically, as long as there's not a hole inside of it.
Doing this, it's a good core. That week.
Put that
I would say at this point it needs a hit.
And they're going to make 10 grand. Mm.
350 horse at 2100 RPMs. Basically, whatever the engine serial number of the truck motor was. I'm waiting for two more quotes just on motor side of it.
So, if we paid for that truck now, did you mention that? If you paid for it now, to beat the tariff.
The problem you run into is it's not built yet.
It won't.
So you can't pay for something that's not built yet.
And we would get penalized pulling out of that other CD this early.
Yeah, well, I just so you know.
He's thinking it would be built and probably be done by July, as far as the truck goes.
Mm-hmm. Truck and body?
No, I think just the truck.
Being penalized 4% on half.
So
the biggest thing is going to be the body, the plow, and the wing on the tariff, because that's pretty much all comes out of Canada.
Yeah, but they ordered the stuff. They got stuff there already. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it's hours.
Right. Now, I don't know if we design on a truck and we pay for it in its hours now, as far as the body, the wing, and the plow. He couldn't give me an answer on the tariff because he doesn't know.
So, what do they have to do with the truck? You say they got to build it.
Assemble it in Georgia, I think. Where it's built is in Georgia. They assemble the truck in Georgia. And then it leaves there and goes to have the rest
Your issue becomes ECM stuff. A lot of the electrics are China. Steel, a lot of it is Canada. As far as short term, how it might affect the truck. Anything out of China that's used in it, whether it's dash stuff, this, that, or the other thing. I mean, technically speaking, Detroit is still made in the U.S. How many sub pieces of it come from somewhere else, I don't know.
That's Freightliner frame, though. That's made in the U.S., isn't it?
Depends on where the steel comes from to make it. I don't know that, and I don't know that anybody essentially could tell us. Manual transmission from Fuller should be U.S.,
yep.
And Rockwell or Meritor rear ends should be U.S., but too many ifs, ands, or buts.
I talked to Volvo today, and they said they went 2.5% on their excavators. They don't know anything on the parts yet because they haven't got to that yet, but as far as the machines go, 2.5%. They're from Korea.
And I know this, they're not quoting the same thing here between International and Granite State. So I'll get a copy of that from you and I'll backtrack it through. That's a long block, and that's why they're charging extra for the turbo and this and that and the other thing.
I don't need it.
Well, I'm just saying that's what their pricing is based on, a long block as opposed to a complete engine or whatever. Cummins basically used to make short block, long block, and a complete motor. Now they restrict how much stuff they do. And somebody was telling me that the reman engines are commonly coming out of Mexico. So technically reman is in Tennessee, but not sure. So I have two more, waiting to hear from two more dealers as far as the cost of the motor is concerned. If we just turn around and get a motor and I talked to the tech new manager for the Linden Truck Center, and swapping out motors is not out of their reach at all. Anything we do to minimize towing expenses and stuff would be substantial. But I don't, I mean, I've known Sandy for years, and I talked to him as well, and nobody knows nothing. In fact, I think what scares me the most is that if you get partway through the production process and they get to a point where, you know, it's now going to cost this much, that's the point at which you either cancel your order or you keep going. And I don't believe anybody's going to guarantee what it's going to be 4 weeks after that. So
I think if it goes up $50,000 on the order, I wouldn't do the order. I'd put the money in that truck. Because that's $50,000 you ain't ever getting back.
Yeah, it's certainly a scary bunch of who knows what when you don't know to the letter. You don't know where shit comes from.
But I don't believe it's going to do that myself. But again, we don't have to take the truck. And if we can get a motor for that, let's say we order the truck.
So if we do that, we get that in writing, we can just go ahead.
Right. And then if everything falls through down the road,
it falls
we'll
through.
Go to plan B and put a motor in that truck and cancel the truck.
If it don't, just let them keep going.
Because regardless, we're going to need a second truck.
We got two trucks.
So whether we keep the order we got and it goes through well, great.
You up the value of this one if it's moving.
But, yeah.
But when you put 50 grand in that truck, it ain't going to up the value too much because you ain't going to get much more than that out of it.
No, no.
It is a 2000, what, seven?
Nine.
Nine?
2009.
Okay, eight.
No, yeah. It's a nine.
Yeah.
Serial numbers.
But I think that's what I would do because, I mean, we can get a motor regardless.
Yeah. And weigh out our options where we can get a motor.
And we can get a motor in there before winter if we need a motor.
I think the fellows in St. Johnsbury will change it out a lot cheaper than anybody else.
None of the dealers will change it out for what the truck center will. None of them.
Yep. Sounds like a plan. Order.
Yeah, I
if
say.
It falls through.
But we really should get that in writing.
I was going to say, there's got to be a clarification because what Sandy was telling me and what you're saying. Either I didn't hear something the same or whatever, there comes a point where you own the truck.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's my point.
If it ain't paid for, we don't own it.
Right. All we're doing right now is putting
order. I see what you're saying.
A point will come where you have to decide to take the truck or not.
Right. Yeah, and when that point comes, we'll know our price of our truck.
I would certainly hope so, but...
That's what how I took it today. He says, we can order the truck, and then as time goes on, we'll figure out this tariff stuff. And if it comes back at, we're charging you another $30,000 or $20,000, he said, I can call him right now at this meeting, and he can clarify that. But he says, we don't have to buy the truck. He says, you're more than welcome to call me while you're at the meeting. So if you want me to call him, I'll call him. We can get this all clarified right now.
I just don't want to get to a position where the truck is in process.
Right.
And they change the price.
And it's ours.
You want me to call him?
Sure.
And if he says yes, he's going to send it in writing?
Yeah, we can make him do that, yeah.
Well, before you order anything, put it on paper. That's definitely has to be stated as to what's going to happen. They don't even know.
Well, he doesn't know
how scary it is.
He don't know.
No one knows.
No one knows. That's the shitty part. But.
Yeah. I asked him if there was something in the production chain already that we could put our name on. And he said if you'd take an automatic, you'd stand a chance. But for a stick, he said no. Nope. Nothing out there stock-wise.
I talked to a lot of people today. I'm trying to figure out. That's a 734 number, I think.
734-72.
Yep.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Yourself?
Good. So we're at the Seichmann's meeting right now.
Yes.
And we're discussing the purchase of this truck. So what I talked to you today about, I mean, you can clarify me if I'm not right or if I'm mistaken here, but so if we go ahead and go with ordering a truck and everything goes hog wild within the next couple months and we get a $50,000 bill or whatever that we didn't plan on, do we have to take the truck?
No. So I would hope we'd have that pricing within a week or so. I've actually heard today maybe it'll be the 15th that we might hear that. So No, if that pricing comes back and it's outrageous and it's not working for your budget, we will not cancel the order, but we'll have your slot anyhow if you decide to go in that direction. If all the numbers don't look good, you know, when we do receive that info, we'll give you the option to cancel it, yes.
Sandy, are they going to hold that price? Once it's ordered or you have the prices as far as, you know, today or next week or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have more info when we get that posting because normally they give us those guidelines. But I know on the parts department side that they were talking that they may be staggering this for the parts department. Of course, it's different than a truck. But I think when we get that letter, we'll know whether we can do that or not. And then you'll have the opportunity at that point to say this is not going to work for us or, look at other options.
So if we order it now, technically we don't sort of know exactly what it's going to cost, or are you suggesting we wait a week to order it?
No, I think I'm not going to push the button anyhow. I'm going to reserve that slot for you.
Oh, okay.
And we're not in a rush.
Just
to
hold
order
the build
trucks,
slot.
Because trucks are building in about the last truck I ordered built in 8 weeks. So timing wise, it's not critical. So we've got a little bit of time. I'd like to get through this tariff stuff and get that information first. But I will give you one of those slots and we'll hold it until you guys decide it's going to work or not work. But I do, before I hit the button and order the truck, we'll wait and see what we have for pricing.
You guys good with that?
Yep.
All right, we're good with that.
Okay. You need anything else, give me a ring back.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Yep. See you.
This thing goes to get the body on it.
That's,
and they don't,
that's the next piece of the puzzle. It's the body, the plow,
yeah,
and the sander, and the wing.
And we don't get a town doesn't get a bill until it's complete. Just right. Like the warranty doesn't start until it's complete.
So we got to talk to, other than this guy, the other second half
Rivers,
of this.
Rivers, yeah.
Right.
Fairfield. I didn't know it was me.
No, that's fine, John.
I'll call tomorrow and
see
what the deal is.
I think we were at 101.
Yeah, 101 or
103 or something, yeah. But for that was Everest, where everything came from before, John?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. HP Fairfield.
No, I don't know if they've got that stuff in stock right now that we can just buy it and be done with it.
Well, the way I understood it is
that the one I have is 104.995.
104. But he puts it in, he just ordered it and puts it in stock. And if we don't take it, it's going somewhere else.
Right.
But I will check that tomorrow.
So you said the place that this stuff came from for the blue one was New Hampshire.
No, actually, they used to be in.
HP Fairfield is in
Morrisville.
That's right.
Yeah, they build out of there. And the original, the Skowhegan is where they hired.
Oh, okay. Headquarters.
Right out of New Hampshire. They got a plant, they got a place there where they put them together.
So Viking Civez is the only other one in there. Tenco's the one that don't exist anymore, right?
I don't know if they do or not.
Yeah. Well, if they do, they're pretty marginal.
All right. We'll find out tomorrow.
So we'll find out the second half of this tomorrow. We got the truck covered for now. Is that correct?
Yeah, till next week,
right.
Hopefully. They'll have the 15th, which is early next week.
Right. Okay. And then we can figure out the other half of this deal.
So do we tell Sandy to...
He's saving our slot by the sounds.
Yeah, he's saving our slot, so as soon as we
get
a number.
Give him the order to save the
slot.
Got the slot saved for a truck right now, and 1 week he's going to give us the determination of what that truck is supposed to going to cost us. The way I understood.
So we'll have to have another meeting after the 15th or whatever.
As soon as he gives us that
as we have
number, we'll have to have a meeting and decide.
I mean, he said 8 weeks right now on a truck, so that's not bad there.
That's pretty good.
Pretty yeah. good turnaround.
So, in the meantime, I only have until the 15th to figure out what to do with that CD, or it's going to renew for another 6.
Once it renews, we can't take the money out?
We can't,
but you'll
then
get
you pay
penalized.
The penalized.
Do we know what the
penalty is?
Yeah.
Well, do we know what the payment on that is for 5 years? Did they tell you the payment for half of it?
Well, we had a...
I think they set it up weird, though. It was like a... Where did I just put that?
Well, that other five-year thing was the state, or...
I don't have it.
It's here somewhere.
To borrow the money,
right?
Yeah.
For now? Am I mistaken on that?
No. 8,000 papers.
We're not draining that account.
Holder. Thought I had everything nice in order.
So if we're making 4% on the money, it's only going to cost us 1% to borrow the money because we're already making 4. Do we drain the account or do we leave it in there?
So Heather from Sunset just gave me a rate. Union Bank gave me like a written out, but it was a strange payment schedule. It was like a once a year payment of like $35,000.
I mean, there's no penalty to pay the truck off early if we want to.
Obviously, a town can't write off anything on payments, interest, or otherwise. So there's no other than not using $300,000+, and we pay that for the truck, and we got $65,000 left.
I'd like to know what that $300,000+ is going to make the town in 5 years on 4%, money-wise.
I mean, it wasn't always that 4%. The 4% was like a special rate. I think it was last December that they had like a special rate of 4%. Before that, it was probably crap. But
6 months.
I mean, making 4% or paying 5% to me doesn't really make sense. I feel like because we're already going to have 5 other loans to deal with these road situations.
How do we pay this equipment anyway? Where do we get the money to pay this equipment?
The equipment. The extra money.
It just comes out of the highway fund. So the highway budget plans for it, and it's like anytime John uses any piece of equipment, he gets paid his time. But the equipment also gets paid an hourly rate of $25 an hour, and it goes into the CD like... We keep them in the safe for 3 months, and then when the CD renews, we put it in whichever one renews.
I see.
So I contacted some other towns because John and I have been talking about how our equipment rate we thought was low, $25 an hour. Doesn't add up super fast. I mean, I would say every 3 months I put between $6,000 and $10,000 into the CD. So I contacted Concord, Danville, and Linden, and they all had no idea what I was talking about. None of them do that.
I didn't think so.
None of them do it. No. So
they don't
just
set
like,
aside money for equipment purchases?
No.
Take that alone.
They budget it, yeah. They budget it either as a loan or
right.
or as savings.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Really?
And I mean, we do that too. We do a $15,000 appropriation. Well, it's not really appropriation. It's like a CD deposit every November for $15,000.
I mean, the last truck cost us $186,000.
Complete?
Complete.
Yeah, and this one's going to be what, like
300, 310.
But we have like 360 in the CD. Or 365 in both CDs.
Right.
So like,
maybe we had to pay the truck a little more money this trip around.
Well, we can raise the we can raise the equipment fund however much. We won't go.
It's just going up and up and up. So we got to do something
because nothing's going to be cheaper.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. So we need to build the equipment fund just a little bit more.
I mean, if we use the money to buy the truck, we're still going to have, what, 60-something in there,
we'll
hopefully?
We'll still have 60,000 plus whatever we put in there the rest of the year for hourly time, plus that $15,000 deposit in November.
Right. And we never used that money. We haven't used it for how long?
17.
Yeah, I think, was it the truck, or did you use some of it for the grader? The grader was the most recent loan.
You might as well use the money we put away for the last 8 years to buy another truck. Ain't that why we did it?
That's exactly what it's for. It's a reserve fund for equipment.
Unless you guys see this different than me.
No, I think that's the way to go, but we just need to up the equipment fund by however much.
Was it 15 before it was 25? I think I had heard that.
Yeah.
Things are cheaper.
And how long has it been 25? Do you know? It has been as long as I've been here.
I believe it all started on the boom truck.
Since
2017,
you think it
went up to 25? It's only going to put an asset to the town when it comes to borrowing money,
right,
that we already own it.
Well, like Aaron said, we're going to have 5 more loans out. Do we want another one?
Right.
Just because want to keep $100,000 in our account?
No. Speaking of loans, that's another thing you probably want to get started on sooner than later, to talk with some of these banks to actually see what we can get for money.
Well,
on these roads.
Eli is supposed to call me. Eli Emerson from Primer, Piper, Eccleston, whatever it is in Montpelier, is calling me tomorrow to talk about that bond bank loan, which is $865,000,
right,
I think, or $860,000,
right,
like that. Just not nearly enough. But I guess it's maybe enough to get started.
Yeah, I just don't want to wait too long because we got to know what we can get, what a bank is going to give this town for money.
Right.
And if we wait till the bids come in and we hire a contractor and we prolong it again for the money that don't know what we can actually, we got to find out what a bank is going to give this town for money.
And the first time, when we did the $1 million line of credit, they just called it a reimbursement loan because they knew it would be reimbursed through FEMA. But I'm wondering, are their practices still the same now that everybody's hearing FEMA, maybe?
I talked to Pesumchik a little bit already and gave him a heads up on the town borrowing money. And she said to give her a call. And, you know, because, you know, I don't know what we want to borrow for money, but we're probably, you know, we're going to need.
Yeah, I don't
need
it. That's why I
have to. Well, we're going to probably need some money.
Right, but like you had said before, does it make sense to take out $5 million and have 5 companies working at once, or does it make sense to take out $1 million and then that $865 from the bond bank and see if we can get 2 projects done and then get?
Well, I would just like a guarantee that we can get for money.
I know.
And then
it's
we can disperse
scary.
It from there. But it'd be nice to know exactly what we could probably get for money from a bank. You know, we don't have to spend it. It'd just be nice to know that this is what we got.
Right.
And then when we go through these stuff, we'll know what we can prioritize from there instead of waiting until the end. And it's just an idea.
Right. Well, I mean, the end story is that the bank's going to get their money one way or the other. If they don't get it through reimbursement, they'll get it through taxes.
Oh, absolutely.
So I don't think that they'll shy away from loaning us as much money as we need. The thing is, how much of a predicament do we want to put ourselves in?
Well, just tell them we're going to need between $3 and $5 million. See what they say. Doesn't mean we got to borrow $5 million. Doesn't mean we got to borrow $3 million. But we know where our resources are from there.
Okay.
And then we'll just take it from there. Nobody's telling us we got to spend it. But it'd be nice to know we can have it.
Like the line of credit better. Not the interest rate, to be clear.
I know.
But I do like the line of credit better than the actual loan to the bond bank, because the bond bank, it just like gets dropped in your account and then it's yours when you're paying it, you know?
So right now with the bond bank, we have like $800,000 we borrowed from the bond bank.
Yeah, and then we have another loan.
Right, that's what we got out right now.
The first one,
830. Yeah.
Well, you had $1 million line of credit, and then it got brought down to 800 and something when
it
went to the second.
I want to say it was, no, maybe it was 850. We redid that with the bond bank.
But that's our debt right now.
Yeah.
We'll have to pay, I think we make a payment on that in June. I don't even know what that payment
is. On the first one.
Yep.
So the plan is when we get FEMA money, when we get it.
As we get it,
we're going to pay that bond off. And this new bond that we got through that other bank is $865,000 we can get.
Yes. It's all through the same.
It's all bond. But we haven't spent that money yet. That's
no.
just money that we can get.
Got it.
Right.
Right. That just got approved. And so when we have the extra meeting for the truck, I'll have some paperwork from Eli for you guys to sign.
Right, but that's still, it's $865
available.
Right.
To start with. How much do we have any of the 800 and something before, or have we, the first line of credit, whatever, that's used up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a line of credit.
For 1 million, took,
right? It was
right.
A million.
So
and
Eli
then
took, or... I guess took the invoices that we had from the line of credit that showed how much money we had spent, and that's like
gave us a loan through the bond bank, paid off that line
right.
of credit.
Yeah, we proved to him that we had already spent it.
Right. So the reality of this, is, in the end, is we should have around $1.65 million. From the bond bank that he said we could give us our money, and the $865 that we got to pay back is 1.6.
Yeah.
Roughly. But $865 of that's gone.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So we got $865 so far.
So $865 is all we got.
Right.
Right. And we're still not. Nobody's saying when, even from the early July storm, nobody's saying when FEMA would be scheduled to give us something.
Right.
Right.
Well, right now we've got that covered for the bond right now, what we're in debt with. Right. We know that's covered by the bond. But the new loan we borrow, when we get ready, will be for a whole new loan.
Yep.
Right. So I'd like to... figure out what we can get for money, just to say, okay, we can get X amount of dollars.
Yeah, because we're going to have bids later this month.
Yeah, Matt said we had to get going on that sooner than later, on what we can actually get for money.
Okay.
So, do we burn up all the truck money so we don't have that note to deal with?
It's not available for anything else but our equipment.
Correct.
Right.
So we might as well use it.
So we might as well burn it up.
And start the process of putting in some more and hope nothing bad happens.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All
right, I'm going to go check on the culvert.
Okay, so next week we'll find out a little more info on the truck. And
you'll talk with the other company, John?
Hopefully we can
Do we need John for the DiCarlo property stuff?
I can talk to him. Just the viewing of the DiCarlo's property line stuff. I've got it to the point that it's being set up by the lawyers and stuff. Mm-hmm. And surveyed to know old road, new road, and with approximate top of enough to be able in 2 or 3 weeks, have at least 2 weeks notice.
Well, it's going
to
be another
to have a viewing
plus my two
nobody
emails.
Can come to or DiCarlo's or whatever, and just
This is what we've got. This is what the approximate boundaries and borders are.
So we need to meet with them and view it? Is that what you're saying?
A viewing is townwide. In other words, right, add in the paper, add everywhere else, da-da-da, 2 weeks' notice that there will be a viewing for the sole purpose of knowing where the road's going to go. DeCarlos are the only one that have a boundary that's going to change. So,
it shouldn't.
I mean, at this point, I'd be surprised if anybody comes, but...
At least we're
doing well. Yeah, they will. But, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, nobody wants to look at a bottle ledge.
Not really.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, John.
All right. Thank you, John. Thanks, John.
Okay. Set a date for reviewing bomb bank docks and road repair bids. We can do them. We can do the bomb bank docks next week, right? If we get a truck, we get some truck numbers and we call a meeting. But we won't have road repair bids.
No.
Not ready. They got 30 days.
Yeah, I think it was
524.
Something like that. 521 or something like that.
421.
Yeah, there
April,
you go.
April
21, yeah.
When's the 15th? Next
Tuesday?
The next Tuesday.
So do we want to...
This is for the bond bank docks and the road repair bids? Wait, we won't have...
There won't be any road repair bids.
Not until the 23rd, right?
So if we're going to talk about the truck... hopefully, we have numbers by the 15th.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
So.
Yeah, I don't know, because he said next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
If it's late next week, we won't have a meeting.
You want to do Thursday morning? You're here anyway.
8 a.m.?
Yeah, a little after. 8:15. 8:15 if you could. I got to get my voice.
8:15?
So we can.
I have a Zoom, but it's not till 10.
And we can do the bond bank docks and truck numbers.
Right. And so that what date is that?
Thursday. Next week from Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, the bond bank guy said that he wanted that set for late April. So we can still do the Thursday meeting, but it would just be for the truck. And then we can put the bond bank stuff with... the bids later in the month?
Yeah, because we'll have our bids by then.
Okay. So when do you want to do
that? It's going to take a little while to go.
So the bids had to be in by what?
The 23rd.
And the 23rd is on a...
Wednesday. Could do like an early morning meeting April 29th. It's a Tuesday.
That's for the bank docks and the road repair?
Yeah.
Yep. Bids and bond bank paperwork.
So on the road repair bids, we got to, what are we going over there with? What are we doing with that?
The bids have to be in by the 23rd.
Right. And then we don't have to award on a bid until 5... something, I think. So we got to go over all those bids with Matt at some point.
Yeah.
He was going over them ahead of time.
They'll all be emailed to him.
And yeah, then he wants to sit down and go over them with us.
And until he calls the meeting that it... Cause if he's got any questions on anybody's bids and stuff like that, that all starts after that.
Mm-hmm.
And that occurs before we're involved.
So maybe I should contact him and see if he thinks he'll be ready to show you guys the bids on Tuesday the 29th.
That would be good.
At 8:15. Okay.
tough time frame for
So him, just to clear that up, we're meeting when?
Tuesday the 29th at 8:15.
April 29th?
Yep, for bids and bond bank paperwork.
And what are we doing with the bids? We're just
and
looking at them?
The truck was 8:15.
We have to make sure they're right, I believe. Make sure
but that's
we get
gonna
what
be a
we want.
That's going to be a discussion with Matt, though,
right?
Right?
I'm going to check with Matt to make sure that he can come on the 29th to talk to you guys about the bids, and then we'll do the bond bank paperwork. And then we still have to figure out a date for the viewing thing for the DeCarlo property.
That's 2-week notice.
Right, so I'll have to send out...
Yeah, that goes in the paper, too.
Right, but does it just go to DeCarlo's? Usually when there's like...
No, it's townwide.
No, no, but like certified mail.
DeCarlo's.
Just DeCarlo's?
Just DeCarlo's. Well, I don't think until you can talk to Matt about when, I mean, my understanding of that process is he's going to go through each one of the bids, question the bidders if there is any questions or whatever, clarifications, so that he has, quote unquote, all the answers when we meet.
Right. But, I mean, that gives him 6 days to... have all the bids and look through them before your meeting.
And contact somebody back if he has to. All you can do is check with him and see if that time frame will work. And
I'll ask him.
I don't
him
see
like
how
this.
You
if
can.
If he doesn't think it's enough time, to
I'd be surprised if it was. But
yeah, maybe.
Because it's 5:21 or something.
I mean,
he might only get
maybe
one bid.
Maybe there will only be one bid to look at. In that case, he might be ready the week before.
Yeah, we may only get 3 bids. Who knows? The name might be too bad.
Well, I don't see how you can set that 4:29 meeting
could
without talking to him first.
That's what she's going to do.
Oh, I won't set it. I'm going to check with him first.
Oh, okay. Okay. So bond bank can fit. Bond bank can fit in anywhere is there without a. That part of the meeting can fit in there. And did we do something on the, set something on the truck next 18th. Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday, 17th. Thursday the 17th at 8:15 a.m.
4:17.
We're meeting on 4:17 too?
Yep.
Truck. That's just truck.
At 8:15.
8:15.
April calendar is crazy. There's just
10
things every day.
It's
going to
get worse.
I know.
But that will be also another thing that we'll have to check with the guy we just talked to. If he doesn't have an answer for us, there's no sense in meeting, is there?
Right.
Well, he said the 15th.
I'll still have to warn
right.
it.
Okay.
So.
So if we have to cancel it, we can always cancel it.
And he said the 15th he'd have an answer?
15th is when he's expecting the information. Whether it
right.
stays that way or not, don't know.
Well, that could change by tomorrow morning,
sure.
deciding on what Trump's going to do.
Might know tomorrow. Okay, increase... the equipment
so
hourly.
So we can't do anything with that road alteration stuff right now. Because I can't send out letters until we have a date. And we can't really have a date until...
You can set a date anytime to look at the road.
Well, that's up to you guys, because... like, I warn it. But it would have to be a time that was convenient for you guys to actually, because you go there and have like an outdoor.
You're basically going to have a meeting walking at the edge of their field and or down by the
right.
road.
With
to
the potential of some, Some town people joining in.
They all have the right to come and look at what's going to happen. But I don't see where it's contingent upon anything else. I mean, it has to take place. That's what we're projecting. If whether it takes place this year or next year doesn't make any difference. But that viewing and establishing, you know, where the bounds are, and you know, if it's all accepted, then they determine how much of the land comes off of the car loads.
So you don't think we need to hurry with it then?
When is that getting surveyed?
It is surveyed.
It's all done?
That's essentially what it is the survey is only done from the aspect of where the existing road is, then where the road is moving to, and where the top of the bank becomes a new border or property edge for DeCarlos.
Do you keep in my phone copies of that? Because I actually have
them. I'm assuming that this is where you're talking right here. This is the corner here. We're over here.
You can see the line says top of bank.
Yeah.
You can see where it's said to be right old here. Road.
That's the top of the whatever.
Mm-hmm. Top of, yeah, okay. So that's the line.
Top of bank is assuming that cut and taper the bank. He's having to modify this a little bit because one of the numbers I didn't think made too much sense. There's a mark where new boundary of the road is approximately 11 and a half feet different from the original road, which doesn't take into account 4 more feet of ditch. But he was supposed to redo this to reflect that, but I haven't seen anything come back to me yet on it. Essentially, for the standpoint of viewing, the flat part of DeCarlo's field covers probably about the first third of the road change, and red boundary markers are visible mm-hmm. from there. Then as you move down the road, you have a pretty hefty swale, and the field doesn't follow it closely. So then your markers start to drop away from the edge of the field.
Mm-hmm. So is that going to be their property line?
This top of bank
will be DeCarlo's.
Would be DeCarlo's here. Essentially, these wavy lines that you see here are the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it parallels very closely at the beginning, but then it starts to walk away.
Yeah.
And this line gets wider as you go down the road.
Yeah. Right. And so they actually surveyed the existing road because nobody could find, per se, an existence of that survey. So that part of this is set in stone. Then comes moving it over is becoming the new path, and then top of the
says
property
top, says top of the cut.
Top of the cut would be where they start to slope and so that's just a matter of being able to show people approximately where, and through most of it you can visualize it from the field. And if you walk down the edge of the road, all the red markers are
visible.
Are visible.
the beginning of the 300 feet and the end of the 300 feet are marked with a double set of markers. After that, it's just where top of cut type mark is. Mm-hmm. But it's and where it all actually finally to the foot ends up is obviously done after the project is done.
Right.
And then it becomes an official matter of DiCarlo's new property line, mm-hmm. and the new
road.
Right, the new right-of-way, which will actually increase, because you can't give up any of the right-of-way on the sloping downhill side, because we need every bit of that.
Mm-hmm. So do we need to set a date for viewing so that you can put it in your... you got to put it in the paper, and you got to...
Yep.
Yeah,
send
I just need to know when it's going to be in time to be able to warn it and mail out the certified letter and stuff like that.
Because according to the stuff from the lawyer, the longest, it was just a 2-week warning. Just tell them when it is. It's 2 weeks and what day, what time, add in the paper, the website stuff, and that's it. You have it, and once that's done and the rest of the fill in the blanks on these forms can be done, then it becomes a matter of lawyer.
Clark types up a new deed.
Yep. And the $1,200 for the lawyer becomes an administrative expense for FEMA. And I haven't gotten a number yet from the surveyors, but they were kind enough to, they're doing part of the Red Village Road for Linden just down below us and stuff, so it worked out pretty well to just have them do what they did.
I'm looking to find a calendar on here.
I mean, obviously we can make it a Tuesday or a Thursday without any issue. I was kind of wondering about the time of the day and not knowing, you know, if people wanted to come. Do you put it in the morning?
Today's the 7th?
Today's the 7th.
Doesn't have to be. Well, no, I don't. Would anybody going to be able to come in time?
2 weeks.
They might want to.
Probably not.
Right.
Which is a Monday.
I would say if anyone would come, it would be at 5 or 6 Tuesday. P.M.
I don't care when we do it. I just wouldn't do it in the morning.
Or you can do it in the morning.
I just wouldn't do it in the morning.
Do a 9 o'clock thing and let them adjust their morning schedules. That would be easier for us, I would assume.
So she posts it tomorrow. We got till what, the 22nd?
Well, we just got at least 2 weeks. Don't have to be exactly 2 weeks. It has to be posted for 2 weeks.
Oh,
we could do it at any time.
No.
I might.
I mean, does Tuesday or Thursday one of those days make it?
The 22nd, I have auditors coming here.
Again?
Yeah, every quarter. They do January through March. Yep.
Well, you probably don't even have to do the viewing, do you?
Well, probably not if I send the recorder with you so that I can do minutes after.
Mine?
Okay. But it will be a public meeting, so you'll have to still call it to order, record it, and adjourn it at the end. And you'll have to let me know who's there.
No,
I think it'll just be you guys and Carlos, honestly, but we'll see.
Well, I didn't know if we wanted to do it on a... I mean, we got
9 o'clock Thursday.
Right, but
or did I miss?
So we're going to try to meet with Matt on the 29th. We can do another day that week.
Well, we would know whether the 29th is going to work within the next day or so contacting Matt, right? Mm-hmm. That may not.
So, well, yeah. But we don't know how long we're going to, if we met with him. We can't plan anything after him because we don't know how long it'll be with him. So it'll have to be on a different day. So what if we did it on the 28th at 8 o'clock on a Monday?
It works for me.
Somebody would just have to bring the recorder and...
Viewing
on the 28th at 8:15.
Okay, April 28th.
We can get the letters and the postings out this week, and that gives us plenty of time.
2 weeks ahead of time, so.
That gives us plenty of time, right? That's 3 weeks.
So, confirm the number.
4:28. 8:15.
Viewing.
Yeah, it seems like every email I open this week has been like, required Zoom 4 hours this Monday. And I'm like, some of them, I don't know if they're required or not. Updates on elections, you know, how, like, Trump wants everyone to have to bring their birth certificate or passport or whatever. Well, it's, like, an update on the state's take on that. And I'm like, do I have to do that? I don't know. So I guess I'll log on and find out.
Okay. Discuss increase equipment hourly rate. Definite. How much?
I do $10 an hour per piece of equipment.
So about 35. Effective when? Today?
Sure.
So that amount is part of the budget, you say? Highway budget?
Yeah.
How do you budget an unknown amount of money?
You don't. I mean, we just used our last year's budget numbers for town highway maintenance and winter maintenance.
Oh, and it just...
Yeah.
It always worked out before.
I mean, did it?
It was long before you came aboard.
Last year it did not, but... Yeah.
Which is kind of nice.
So we haven't used any for almost 8 years. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's nice to have. I mean.
And here we are. We got a predicament, and we're able to. I mean, we could be going out borrowing another $300,000.
Right.
Right. Taxpayers already paid for it for the last 8 years. So
right.
Right.
Done deal.
And we'll just
so is. $10 just throwing a number out, or do we?
Well, it's 25 now. We raised it to 35.
It was 15, and then it went to 25 in 2017.
17.
So now that we're in 2025, jumping another 10.
And everything's getting more expensive anyway. So
you got to up it.
So,
well, I realize you got to up it. I guess just. Up it and see what happens as far as what it generates for. I mean, how do we know it's enough? We don't.
But it's better than what we got.
Because I was going to say, if we have to replace anything else out in that yard, It's going to be pretty scary.
Well, if we have to, then we have to go get a loan.
Right.
So we either get a loan now or we get a loan later.
Right.
And hopefully we play the unknown and we luck out.
Right. So $10 an hour more.
So we go to $35 per hour starting today. I'll make a motion that we up the equipment hourly rate to $35 per hour per piece of equipment running effective 4/7/25.
Seconded it.
All in favor?
Aye.
So move. Cemetery burial inquiry.
Okay, so we had kind of talked about this before.
Woman down street.
What?
Wants the natural burial. Is that the one?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
I thought that's totally what it was going to be.
Well, that lady gave up on that, I think.
She ain't going to die.
This is when there's a family plot and the owners of the plot have already passed away. They have children that want to put bury urns on this family plot. But since the owners are gone, what do they need to gain access to it? So the first time this came up, it was Howard Gorham. His wife Mary passed away, and I think it was Howard's dad had a plot up here, and it hadn't been touched in years, but his dad's gone, and there was no one to get permission. And I think Wanda basically just kind of said that it makes sense to just have them state that there are no conflicts with it. I don't know if maybe it needs to be like a signed letter, or maybe I need to make up a form that says, you know, the owners of this plot are now deceased, and I, as heir, have a right to use it, if there's no conflict, or some, you know, word it fancier than that. But
so you're saying if they have four plots and only two are...
They can even only have one, because with urns, you can put as many on a plot as will fit on it.
The urns?
Mm-hmm.
Ashes, maybe three. But
anyway.
I mean, if it was a full body casket, yes, there would only be one.
So, no, but what I'm saying is if... What, so you're saying that...
I'm not
that,
sure how many there are in this case.
So you're saying that there's... They want to be buried on a plot that's already being used, but they have nobody to give them permission.
Right, because their parents are deceased.
Not theirs, it's somebody in the family. But
so they want to save $400.
Do you want me to tell you who this is? Wanda Grant's sister. Wanda's parents are gone. They have a plot in the cemetery, and Wanda asked me to find out. She said her sister would like to be buried there, and she wanted to know what she needed to be able to have her ashes there as well.
Well, we're saving room in the cemetery, right?
Well, there's plenty of room. So what's on the plot now? Urns?
It must be. I didn't get into a lot of details, but I'm assuming if it is only one plot, it would have to be urns.
We charge how much for a plot now?
$400.
You guys always ask me information I'm not prepared 400. For. I don't even think it's 400.
Yeah, I think it's 400. So, I mean, I don't. To me, it don't matter. If that's what they want, fine. I'm not worried about $400, you know. Right. But
I don't know how the hell you'd word that.
There are rules, though, about, like, keeping the headstones
in line.
In a line.
They have to be in the line.
So if there's already two here,
you'd have to know where the urns are, because
flat marker.
You'd have to know where the urns are, mm-hmm. because
I'm sure they must.
It should be marked like a little square or something.
It is not.
It is not. Oh, interesting.
And then, of course.
So what are they doing? Just digging a hole with a shovel and putting an urn in it?
Yeah.
Essentially, yes.
That's all they do.
Yep.
I mean, when I had to go move that one, they didn't know where that urn was.
Yeah, you just dig a hole with a shovel and put the urn
in there. I could still tell kind of where the grass had not grown back, and I was able to dig on top of the urn.
Who is this?
That was Eric and Karen's daughter, Mo.
Oh, no kidding.
I had to go move her urn. Because
Little Lake. Wasn't it Paul Weaver, though? That
Little Lake has put it in the wrong place.
Okay, you're making it sound like the people went out and dug their own. But they hired someone. Paul Weaver came and did that.
Yeah, he put the urn in the wrong place because he sent some funky up there, and I had to go move it.
And then he quit without telling us.
I had to go move the urn so they could put the headstone on, because he put the urn right where the headstone sits. So I had to dig a hole down below and dig the urn up.
Okay, so when you were talking about a civilian with a shovel, you were talking about yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, you got a tombstone. With, what, 6 by something?
9 feet long.
9 feet long. And they want to use the same tombstone that's there and just put the urns in there?
Yeah, you could, huh?
The plot is 4 by 10.
Yeah, four feet wide, 10 feet long.
They're different size, different cemeteries.
Okay.
But they're still using the same plot. They're just going to take a thing and put it in.
So
actually, they're 4 by 11 over here.
Urns, like, if Wanda's parents are side by side at the top of the plot, I'm assuming the daughter would want to be at the other end.
Mm-hmm.
So she wouldn't be able to have, like, an upright.
No.
No.
It would
can't
have
put
to be
another
a flat
stone. Yeah, you could probably. So if you got a plot there, it's actually they're 4 by 11 over here, and your stone goes right there, on the top of the, on top of the plot. And like with that mole, I put hers. It was right there. They put it right there. And they had to move it so they could put the stone in, because they have to go down, put a base in 4 feet down. So we moved it 36 inches from the front of the stone. So there's still plenty of room for another one. I mean, there's,
right, you I mean, can, 10 feet
as long as you know you're not going to dig up
like
somebody's urn.
18-inch hole for an urn.
Oh, yeah, it's not very big.
Well, I would just state, as long as they don't exceed from where the stone is to where their ends, they want to put another stone in the same plot, they can, right?
There's a rule about keeping them in line. So if they're only at the
she
top
could probably,
of each
plot. So, I don't know, Wanda may know where those two are. They may be side by side, like here.
I would guess if they're side by side, and it's probably like a couple stone.
Yep.
I don't know that. I haven't set my eyes on it.
I mean, you got 11 feet, so
right. You
could probably get, you know, down here 8 feet, do another hole, and you could put a flat stone probably, but not another upright headstone.
So as long as there's space on the plot, and as long as they are willing to have a flat stone, because the only upright stones have to be at the top. Okay.
But I thought your issue was whether somebody other than the owners of the plot could then be there.
I mean, the only,
as long as the family,
why would you want to do that? Why would a person want to be somewhere else if they're not?
No, I'm saying that the plot is not hers, it was
her folks.
Right.
So the other people that,
and there's nobody to give her permission to put her own urn there.
So she's looking for permission to be with her parents.
Right.
Okay.
She's looking for somebody to say it's okay.
So really, the only people that could say, oh, I have a problem with that, would be her own family.
Right.
Yeah.
As long as someone within the family is okay, who cares? I don't know how you write that up, but...
I'll figure it away.
Yeah, call Clark.
All right.
Sorry, we're going to run out of land sooner or later.
Right,
when
it all falls over the bank.
Yeah. There's a couple plots over the bank.
Yeah.
Is there really?
Yeah.
On the downside?
Can't even get at them.
No kidding.
Yeah,
that's why we brought up when we were riding that road down there to watch out where you're going.
Saw that that wording had been changed in the okay.
Budget order bill.
Nice lady.
You can have
them. I know. I didn't want to interrupt you.
I'm talking about Leslie.
Huh?
Leslie, because I had messaged her earlier about the payment in June, and then the whole thing comes due in December. But if we haven't been paying this due December, he also said that he could redo that loan.
That's probably that one.
So
is there only a couple sheets of that?
Before
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is just.
But I'm not sure how much that payment is. I don't think I was ever actually given that information.
You might want to make a note on
have a paper for this one to sign. I don't. Unless it's that one there.
This has Kimball Midwest for $503.53.
This one's just waiting.
It's here.
So Aaron, like right here.
Those aren't puppies, so I mean.
Total truck hours, 3 hours. So you times that by 35 and you put that away?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't do it every week. I put down the hours every week and then I do the check monthly.
Gotcha.
That's what the long sheet is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Cheapest electric bill around.
Yeah. There's a reason why, you know. These are your tax sale notifications.
Yes. It's like $87 worth of certified mail. I'm hoping, though, with that $30 warning, that a lot of them just have. Actually, I think I got one today in the mail. Haven't looked at it yet, but.
Wish we could make
it. Oh, that was in the tax sale, though. He was only 1 year behind. So.
that's not right.
2 inches.
Check in with me. Okay.
Oh.
I know. It's looking for town meeting. I only have to do it once a year.
We heard from anybody doing the garage?
Yes, he called and he's having problems with his SAM.gov registration.
His what?
The SAM.gov registration that we have to have. That Chris Pocket.
Yeah.
He applied for it back in December and called me maybe 2 weeks ago and said, I've still heard nothing back. You know, like, what do I do? And I said, honestly, that has nothing to do with me. And I said, but you should have heard something by now. Could be that they're just backed up because they do take a long time. But I found a contact number for him. I said, they have your number, your address, your email. Like, if they need anything more from you, they should be reaching out. But I found a phone number for him to call, and he was going to, I think, have his wife check in with them and see what was taking so long. But I haven't heard anymore, so... sounded like he was ready to go, but... And I have to turn in my ARPA stuff this month that shows that we had obligated those funds by the end of the year.
We do.
We did. We obligated them. I'm just hoping we didn't need a SAM registration before the end of the year. He did apply for it in December. It just hasn't happened.
Well, they ain't doing something right, because you should get that within 1 week.
No, I would say 4 to 6 weeks.
I was going to say the poor window guy went through.
I know. He was here and I had to help him. He had to drive down the road and...
That's ridiculous.
Yes.
So to do any work for a town, you got to be SAM.gov?
If it's federal money.
Right.
That's what we spent that money on.
Yep.
The last of the ARPA money.
I'm hearing a few flies in here, Joe. Hopefully it'll stay just a few.
So all these guys bidding on the roads, they got to be on that?
No.
No, because it's federal money, isn't it?
It's ARPA money.
ARPA money, though, is what you're talking about.
Right, the ARPA money is what we got during COVID.
Waiting on one contract for, so Phil Temple had Riando, is it Kevin Riando, haul some stone for him, and he submitted a bill directly to the town, which I paid, and I've reached out, I mailed it, and then I spoke with his wife, and when she sent that paperwork, she sent like his W-9 and his insurance certificate, but still no contract. So I emailed her again. I emailed her and I said, I still need to sign a contract. I mailed it to you. You can drop it by the office. There's a slot by the door. You can mail it back. Or here's another copy. And I added it to the email. You know, I print it, sign it, drop it off, scan it, send it back to me somehow. And I still got nothing. So we may not recoup that. It was like $8,800. So it's not like one of the largest bills from the road repairs at all, but it's just frustrating to keep having to do the same follow-up and just not have any response.
Hmm.
Yeah, that seems to be the norm.
So what's it need to state in the contract?
It's just our regular town contract
right.
with a little bit of FEMA stuff added onto the end. It really just states that he trucked for us between this date
mm-hmm.
and this date.
That's it.
And that we paid him $8,800.
Right.
So it just needs to be signed and returned.
Said he used a roller. How'd that work out? Did the roller...
We're good. I got a bunch of videos and pictures of it. Scraper doesn't quite scrape enough stuff off.
Oh, on that one.
Yeah, it's just
rolling.
It doesn't have enough tension. The roads are still kind of damp. So
yeah, a little muddy.
Sticks to it. Yeah.
Let me get that fucking shovel in today.
So this is the hours.
That's the equipment time. So that was the monthly check was $3,400.
So that's $40,000 a year.
That'd be nice for some
going. Yeah, it should have been on one of these. I don't know which one.
So we burn up
floating over here.
Next year we'll have 100.
Right.
What's the last date on there?
Yeah, that ain't bad.
Is that
22?
Unless something goes absolutely fucked up.
If you're sitting over here and then the rest of the pile disappears.
We've got a good little deal there.
But we haven't had to do that
right.
forever.
I can
even,
add to the
even,
probably
doesn't
matter
which
one
it goes
with.
You know, we just use our maintenance budget to pay for the turbo
mm-hmm.
or the grader or the loader. And we don't have to suck that out. We don't.
Right.
Cousin always did that with his pickup truck. He didn't have a truck.
Hungry, I just
mm-hmm.
finished
he did
making
pickup.
Dinner.
Paid his truck.
Paid his truck.
Yeah,
that's a good deal.
I can't remember what he did. He,
I don't
you know,
need
it was
I
like
home.
10, it was like, he took 10 bucks an
mm-hmm.
hour out of his pay, put it in the truck.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
50 bucks a day.
Yeah.
Now when it come time to
buy
a new truck, he had a $30,000 down payment.
Mm-hmm.
He's working.
Because you know
yet,
what contractor trucks look like.
Working.
Yeah,
they
look like shit when they're done.
Yeah, you won't get $200
MRL.
For it.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
You might as well put it out on
the
truck.
Yeah,
you
might as well.
They started up.
They take a fucking beat.
Yeah. 200,000 miles and all fucking band jammed
yep.
up.
Yep.
Chains, 10 foot fences around 10
inches. Yeah.
And they're all 5'6".
That's what they make machines for. Here's the April equipment sticker. Is that what you wanted for?
Oh, nope. That's my note to myself that that time sheet needs to go on my April one. This was smart.
The new.
I call things credits. My note to myself too. I make a lot of notes to myself.
Whatever works.
There into my room today. I think St. J's had a lot of trouble with that grade.
Volvo, ain't it?
I think so.
Yeah. John Deere and Cat, if you had a beat when it comes to graders.
I don't know who would run in Concords. I don't think you have a Dane.
No.
I don't think so. Maybe.
JBL's hauling again?
He helped John get some stone to Willie Farm Road, I believe.
Things still busy at work? So.
2 days a week's good. Thursdays, Mondays are pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's day after CD, so a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
All right, the next regular meeting will be May 5th, 6 p.m. And then we'll have a meeting on the 17th, 28th, 29th, and get the other stuff taken care of. Make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
All in favor?
All right.
So.
I'd be surprised if you can be ready on the 29th.